The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Warnings about the vaccine or vaccines in general is really what the warnings are from doctors back all the way in 1985, folks. Yes, let's go back to a discussion about the future. That's what we have to do because they're discussing the future in a way without knowing what the future really was going to hold. And we don't need a DeLorean. We just need the internet. That's all we need to go back to 1985. This is the Phil Donahue Show, and it's just a small clip, and I just found it on the internet because somebody had posted it. And so I don't know the whole show. I didn't look up to find the whole show. I just found this clip that this person posted is extremely interesting to me because it shows doctors warning about the vaccines and also basically stating that they don't think the vaccines are effective like our CDC and stuff was saying even back then, that you can tell, I don't know, not everyone on the panel may have thought this, but that at least one of them thought, you know, vaccines are basically a scam. They're taking credit. And this is not mRNA vaccines. We're talking about what we would consider a legitimate vaccine because the mRNA vaccines are not even vaccines, they're gene therapy. But the point here is that even those are not what they say. They're not effective like they say. And I've heard this argument many times, and I think historically, if you really, really pushed it, you would find out, yeah, it's true that the polio vaccine is not proven that actually cured polio. And so they're discussing this back in 1985. But then the last doctor, and it cuts off before she finishes the last word that she's saying, but she basically predicts the future about what vaccines, saying what she thinks vaccines were doing to people in the past in 1985. But you'll see what I'm talking about. I don't want to take too long on this because I'm going to give you so much more than that. I'm going to give you articles about how America now is reported to have all sorts of died suddenly cases. And we have excess mortality, and an article that says we're at 1.1 million in America of excess mortality. And a whole bunch of other articles talking about excess mortality and what's going on. So we're going to get into that as well. But let's start with the Phil Donahue Show clip from 1985. As I said, obviously, there was people that were just anti-vax. I was never an anti-vaxxer. These people were the early anti-vaxxers way back. And at least some of them, I don't know if all of them on the panel were, but I was never an anti-vax person. But when the mRNA and stuff came out, I knew I was being lied to. I was anti that vaccine for sure, because it's not even a vaccine. And I'm not going to put some experimental thing in me. And I didn't like vaccines, but I didn't like ever jump and study into it to, well, they don't work or they do work. I never really was that too concerned, although my ears were perked up when the autism stuff and people were pointing to vaccines for autism and they were making all sorts of good points about vaccines. So I didn't discredit the autism people. I took them seriously about how they were saying vaccines are causing autism. And I thought that they could be right. I didn't know if they're right or not. But I was iffy about vaccinating my kids because of that stuff. I look back now and say, I'm way more convinced that they were right now than I was then. And that's because simply, we've educated ourselves. Pfizer has done this and Moderna has done this to us and the CDC has lied to us to the point where you say, well, wait a minute, how long have they been lying to us? We just never had the true motivation. Now, someone who has a kid that is fully blown autistic and they saw a change in them after a vaccine is going to dig into vaccines much more than a person that doesn't go through that experience. And so then they're pulling their hair out saying, I've dug into this. We know what we're talking about, but nobody will believe us. I understand those people so much more because I dug into the experimental jab mRNA and, well, there's a mountain of evidence and they even admit they don't even know what the consequences are and admit it's experimental. And yet people would just blindly believe. So I understand those people. But Phil Donahue has some people that I'm assuming, I remember the Phil Donahue show and watching it as a kid. I'm assuming that this is, the Phil Donahue show was interesting because he would at least present both sides. Presenting what would have been considered a conspiracy, I guess, because Phil Donahue, he would deal with stuff like that. I don't know if they were saying that these people were conspiracy theorists at the time. I'm assuming they probably were, but I don't know. But anyways, I'm talking too much. Let's get to it, because I know you're waiting. Here we go.
I think, he does make a point that we should also say Sabin is live and live vaccine and yes. Salk
is inactive.
Is inactive, right. As we say in the laboratory. All right. How many was it, they ask?
Well, how many people know that the European epidemic of polio, there were about 20 or 30 cases in this country? Now, of course, the American doctors will argue that the reason why polio disappeared in this country was because of the vaccine. But then why did it disappear in Europe in the 1940s and the 1950s without mass vaccination? Right. Why doesn't it occur in the third world where only 10% of the people have ever been immunized against polio or anything else?
Okay, I'm going to pause it there. I'm going to pick up right where I left off, but it's so true when you research this that polio most likely stopped because of cleanliness. Public pools were unsanitary and kids would come down with polio, but as soon as they started to make pools sanitary and sanitize the water, and as soon as we became a more clean, cleanliness across America and became a more clean country, conscious of being a clean country. You can argue that that was at the same time we were going down that path as they were pulling out this vaccine. And it's just, they're giving credit when there is no credit actually due to it. And he makes the point about the foreign countries. He makes a fascinating point in how it disappeared in other countries without the vaccine. So how can you claim if it disappeared in other areas where there was no vaccine given out for polio, then how can you claim that it was the vaccine that they presented? It could be a convenient way. And obviously there was lots of money to be made with a polio vaccine. Again, now that we've lived through how these things work, if I had presented this before COVID-19 and said what I'm saying, people would say, you're wacko. But in 2022, and they were probably telling these guys were brave back in 1985 to speak out, making good points. But in 2022, much more acceptable. Much more acceptable. If these doctors were around now saying this, they'd be accepted widely. But I'm sure they were not accepted widely then. But at least Phil Donahue was having the discussion about it. Now I'm going to pick up where I left off.
In other words, we may be fighting a tiger that died.
That's quite correct. Ask the people in Great Britain. Ask the people in Japan who...
back here. Gentlemen, if you please. I've got probably the smartest audience we've ever had.
I have a question. How long a delayed action, if any, would you connect this with, like MS?
Is MS a possibility? Would multiple sclerosis be one of the possible results?
As a matter of fact, there's a new publication that just came out from John Hoffman, who's a close associate of Toni Morris's, that gives the references linking MS in later life to the early introduction of live virus vaccines like measles and like some of the others that are live viruses. Now, at the present time, I would recommend that anybody who has MS or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or any of those degenerative neurologic conditions of later life carefully review their vaccine histories.
I would also like to comment to that because in connection with my case, I've been doing some research.
Let me tell him once again, Ms. Gundy, but you are a Guillain-Barré victim contracted following your receipt of the swine flu vaccination.
Yes, and I am in the process of writing a book about my experience, and in the process I've done considerable research. And from what I have learned, it looks as if immunizations frequently cause autoimmune disease.
She was going to say, and it cuts off there. I can't give you any more. Autoimmune disease. Are you hearing that now about the mRNA? Absolutely. So she was saying that back then about what vaccines could do. And she was a victim of the swine flu vaccine, which was a scam that the government pulled on people for money and lied about it. And lied about the epidemic of the swine flu. Folks, they tried to scare people way back in, if I'm thinking correctly, it was around 1976, I think, was the swine flu. I think that's what you, just if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google. Although I wouldn't use Google because they probably would block it. You know, use DuckDuckGo or something and put in 1976 swine flu. I think there was a 60 Minutes report that you should do. But so 60 Minutes swine flu, 1976. Check that out. Check out the 60 Minutes report on it. It was actually when they actually went after the government and went after the CDC for lying. It's amazing the difference between that in 1976 and the media now does everything it can to protect government officials and protect the vaccine companies who have harmed people. It's the exact opposite. So I would urge you to check that out. I wasn't planning on it, or else I could have pulled it up and played for you, but I've done a show on it way back in the past. So I that's not what I want to get into because I want to get some current news besides the news back from 1985. How about this? The article from the Exposé. The secret CDC report reveals at least 1.1 million Americans have died suddenly since the COVID vaccine rollout. And another government report proves the COVID vaccines are to blame. This makes sense to me. This article, I was going to play you some of the article, but the headline sums it up because I really just want to make this point. When I calculated the VAERS data, I did a show, I don't know, a couple months back. And in the title, I think I put government data or CDC data shows 1.2 million dead. The calculated VAERS data, if you calculate it out, because you're supposed to, it's only a sample size. I calculated it using Steve Kirsch's 40, I don't know, I probably used 41, a factor of 41, and I used that and multiplied the factor of 41 by the CDC deaths that were reported in the VAERS system, and I got to a 1.2 million. This is saying, and it's using a different government report by the Exposé, that 1.1 million Americans have died suddenly, and how they get to it is it's excess death. 1.1 million excess death. And that goes hand in hand with the CDC VAERS system that I projected would be somewhere around 1.2 million people died from the vaccine. Now, here's when it's interesting when you calculate the VAERS system. VAERS is only reporting people who die within a few days of the vaccine. It's not like you're going to get very much reports of someone who died 3 months or 6 months after being vaccinated. You won't really get that in VAERS. So there's way more that have died from the vaccine than even 1.2 million, as far as I'm concerned, because you, how do you, someone dies of an aneurysm to the brain, and it's because they got blood clotting from the vaccine, but it doesn't hit them till 6 months later. The doctors and the hospitals, you know, are going to just say, oh, the person had an aneurysm and it went to the brain. They're not going to report it as a vaccine death. It will never show up on VAERS. So it's frustrating because they can hide the data because it's worse than what we have. 1.1 million or 1.2 million dead. That's best case scenario. That's the way I can sum it up. That's the best case. That's the lowest it could possibly be. It's most likely astronomically more. That's what I'm trying to, I guess, make a point. How about this article from The Defender? Check it out.
Massachusetts death certificates show excess mortality could be linked to COVID vaccines. After analyzing more than 7 years of Massachusetts death certificates, independent investigator John Bowdoin Sr. uncovered evidence that thousands of deaths in 2021 may have been linked to COVID-19 vaccines. In this article, I highlight the work of independent investigator John Bowdoin Sr., who analyzed nearly 7 years of Massachusetts death certificates he obtained through a Freedom of Information Act FOIA request. Bowdoin's findings demonstrate that the COVID-19 death toll in Massachusetts was largely confined to a short window of time in 2020, and that COVID-19 deaths in 2020 resulted from pulmonary causes in contrast to COVID-19 deaths in 2021, which were more closely linked to illnesses of the heart and blood. There is no reasonable way to explain how SARS-CoV-2 dramatically changed the way it attacks and kills human beings and why it did so at precisely the time the experimental mRNA inoculations were deployed. Bowdoin's analysis also suggests that medical fraud and negligence may have been in play on a scale yet to be definitively determined.
And there's more to that article. There'll be a link below this video so you can get a lot more of that article from The Defender. Same with the expose. You can see the whole article and stats, but I want to do one more, actually, article from the expose. How about this one? Take a listen to this headline from the expose.
Australia suffered 15x more excess deaths in the first 7 months of 2022 than it did in the whole of 2020. Official figures published by the Australian Bureau of Statistics confirm that Australia recorded 15 times more excess deaths in the first 7 months of 2022 than it did throughout the whole of 2020. Further figures also reveal the country suffered 8.5 times more excess deaths in 2021 following the rollout of the COVID-19 injection than it did in 2020 prior to the rollout of the COVID-19 injection. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, is an intergovernmental organization with 38 member countries founded in 1961 to stimulate economic progress and world trade. And for some reason, they host a wealth of data on excess deaths throughout 2022. You can find that data for yourself here. The following chart has been created using the figures found in the OECD database. Figures that have been provided to VIC by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. And it shows excess deaths across Australia by week in 2020, 2021, and 2022 compared to the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. Source data: the above chart reveals that Australia actually suffered fewer deaths than expected throughout the vast majority of 2020 at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was a different story in 2021, however, with weeks 34 to 36 being the only weeks where deaths were less than the five-year average. But as you can see from the above, something has gone drastically wrong in 2022 because the country has suffered significant excess deaths week on week since the beginning of the year.
If you want to see these charts, if you're listening on the radio or on Apple Podcast, Brighteon Radio, and you want to see the video which shows the charts that they're showing, and you can get the link to the entire expose article, go to thenewamerican.com. That's where you can go. And if you're already on thenewamerican.com watching this video, make sure you subscribe if you haven't subscribed, because we need subscribers, and it's not going to cost you anything to subscribe to the video. And also remember, if you want to help us out the best thing you can do is actually we have a magazine, the New American Magazine, that you can subscribe to. So go to thenewamerican.com and you can subscribe to the magazine as well. And that's if you appreciate and just want to give back a little. And if you're like, everybody's giving information. Everybody wants money. I get it. That's why we're giving you a product. Regardless, that helps us out. But I'm not even asking you just to donate money. Just subscribe to a magazine so you actually get an awesome product that keeps you informed. And you can, if you want, look at it as, well, I'm just doing it to give you guys money to support you guys. That's fine. And if money is an issue, if you do the digital copy to the magazine, it comes out to like $1 a month. If you do the digital if you want, anyone can afford that. It's just whether you choose to. I don't think bad of anyone who decides, no, I'm not doing that. I understand everyone's asking for people for money. I'm not asking you for money. I'm just letting you know that that's there, that you can do that if you choose to, and it's up to you. I'm going to go back to that first article because I said I wasn't going to give you the details of it, but I'm thinking there's important stuff in there, and I want to squeeze it in. I have just a little bit of time to do so. So go back to that first article I showed you from the expose. Take a listen to this title again, and then some of the details.
Secret CDC report reveals at least 1.1 million Americans have died suddenly since the COVID vaccine rollout, and another government report proves the COVID vaccines are to blame. The COVID-19 injections were meant to reduce the sudden surge of deaths the USA recorded in 2020 due to the alleged COVID-19 pandemic. But unfortunately, the official figures prove that the opposite has happened. Official reports quietly published by the United States Centers for Disease Control CDC confirm that over 6 million Americans have died ever since the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization to a COVID-19 vaccine in December 2020, with 2021 being a record-breaking year for deaths. This sadly means that at least 1.1 million Americans may have died suddenly during this time frame, because according to the CDC reports, there have been 1,106,079 excess deaths compared to the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. And with further official government figures confirming that mortality rates per 100,000 are highest among the vaccinated population in every single age group, it would appear COVID-19 vaccination is almost entirely to blame. Compared to other countries, the US government has been terrible at publishing relevant and up-to-date data allowing us to analyze the consequences of rolling out the COVID-19 injections. However, we have finally managed to stumble upon it thanks to an institution known as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OEC.
Yes, and if you want to see all of that data, and they got a ton, again, there'll be a link below this video because the expose always does a great job. Folks, here's the thing. I took you back to 1985 when brave doctors were warning about it. All vaccines should be in doubt. Everything that they've ever said about this stuff should be in doubt. How long has the CDC been lying to you? That's the biggest question, and it may be from their conception. As far as we know, we don't know for sure. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.